That was Angels by the group Witness. Such a beautiful song. I love that song. Coming up next is You Are Holy by Lisa McClendon. You are holy. God wants us to live holy.
You are holy. To worship at your throne. search the earth below, but there's no one. There is no one, no one.
I can search the heavens high. I can search the earth below, but there's no
That was Lisa McClendon with You Are Holy. Ladies and gentlemen, I appreciate your support. I appreciate you tuning in. But while the podcast is going on, please don't call into the studio because it interrupts the podcast. Hold your calls for an hour at least, or send a message or a text message, but please don't call the line because it's just a freelance podcast here. But okay. But it's no big deal. It's not that serious. Just a reminder. Again, ladies and gentlemen, sisters and brothers, kings and queens, this is the Honeycomb Podcast, and it has been in existence since 2002. It started out as a newsletter, Hamdulillah, or Praises Belong to God. Praise the Lord for that. And then from a newsletter, I started writing for a newspaper. And from there, I said, hey, you know, I can do my own newspaper. So I did the Honeycomb newsletter for a while. And then I got into broadcasting, you know, with the podcast. I'm able to come on here and talk about the goodness of the Lord and positive things. And to also let you know that you can start your own podcast with Anchor. Just go to anchor.com and follow the prompts. It's easy. It's 1, 2, 3 to start an Anchor podcast. I use the Anchor podcast and I'm grateful for the Anchor podcast. If you publish on Anchor, Anchor will submit your podcast to Spotify, to Google, and other social engines where the world can hear what you have to say. As for me, I love music, so I play music. I also love poetry, so every now and again, you will hear some poetry from yours truly, and also from my favorite poet, the one and only Dr. Nikki Giovanni. That's right, Dr. Nikki Giovanni is my favorite poet, who I had the blessed opportunity to meet 2 years ago at the University of Albany, right here in Albany, New York, at the Writers Institute. Yes, I have an autographed book by the one and only Dr. Nikki Giovanni. And I also got the opportunity to take a picture with her, and I will post that on my Facebook page. By the way, my Facebook page is Regina Indy Jones Rouse, and you'll see my picture there. You'll see a picture of my album that will be coming out soon. I've been working on this album for the longest, and you know what? The time has come. Yes, the time has come for you to reap your harvest. You are walking in your season of greatness. It is time to change. It is time to turn from those bad, wicked, evil ways. It's time. I don't know about you, but it's time for me to rise. It is time for all of us to rise, actually. You know. So without further ado, I want to get into today's devotion, and then we'll get back into the music. But today's devotion to pick up my book that I dropped. Yeah, the book that I dropped is called People Can't Drive You Crazy If You Don't Give Them the Keys. That's a book that we're going to work on later on down the road. But like I said, for right now, we're going to get into today's devotion. I have no idea what today's devotion is talking about, but I'm eager to find out. Today is October the 18th. Father God, we thank you for this day, dear God. Thank you for watching over us, dear God, as we slept and slumbered. Thank you for sending your angels to watch over us, Father God, as we slept and slumbered. Father God, we thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us, God. Let us cherish this day, but not take it for granted, Father God. Teach us to number our days, Father God, for each day is a gift. Father God, touch each and every person that has taken time out of their day to tune into my podcast that you have given me, my platform to talk to the world about your goodness and to tell them that they too can overcome. And that they too can be changed, hallelujah. That they too can become a better person. Yes, Father God, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Father God, touch each person that is going through something today, Father God. Let them know that they don't have to go through it alone, dear God. Father God, touch each and every Facebook family and friend that I have, and touch the person that is listening to the sound of my voice, and that they will decide this day on who to choose, and that you will be their choice, just like you are my choice, and I am the apple of your eye. Father God, have your way in our lives from this day forward, and that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us shall be condemned in the name of Jesus. He who has begun a good work in you shall complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. Father God, touch our minds that they may be renewed and transformed, and create in us a clean heart, that we may love our neighbor as ourself, and that we may love others as you have loved us. Father God, we ask that you will touch each and every family member that has lost a loved one to this nasty plague. Father God, everything happens for a reason. It is time for us to repent and turn away from the world and turn to your word, to the world. We are here to be beacons of light and to let the world know that this is not our fight and that you, God, are able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ever, 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 ever imagine. For you are great and you are worthy to be praised. And we thank you. God bless everyone in the whole wide world except the devil. We pray this prayer in the mighty name of God. And we thank you for your son, Jesus. Amen. Well, I said I was going to read today's devotion. I have no idea what it says. I don't know what it says until I open to today's devotion. And also another thing, help us, God, to stay diligent, dedicated, that we may persevere, that we may press on to the mark of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Alhamdulillah. Yes. God is all that in some. Let us stay dedicated and diligent. Hallelujah. Keep your hand to the plow. Today is October the 18th, and today's devotion talks about a childlike contentment. I wish I had a microphone. If you have your pen and paper, you can write down these two scriptures. The first scripture that I'm going to be sharing is Psalms 131, verse 2. And the second scripture is Psalms 22, 9 through 10. And before I start this devotion, the reason why I decided to get back into my podcast is because it helps me stay grounded. I can't afford to go back out into the world. I may not come back. You know, I may not come back alive because the devil has been on my trail and attacking me for the longest. There is something that he wants from me. If you're being attacked, it's because the devil is after something. He wants something from you, but he can't have it. Because the hand of God is on our lives. Again, if you have your pen and paper, you can write down Psalms 131, verse 2, and Psalms 22, 9 through 10. The first scripture says, remember, this is the commentary, the topic, a childlike contentment. A childlike contentment. I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with its mother. My soul is like the weaned child that is with me. I'm reading the wrong date. I'm going to continue reading it. But today is the 20th. I don't know why I said October 18th. Wow, October 18th, something great must have happened on that date. But I actually said the day was the 18th. Well, being that I started reading and I'm going to finish and then I'm going to read October 20th's devotion. Please forgive me. I'm just excited, but everything happens for a reason. Small children have the ability to go with the moment. Their imagination seizing the opportunities of whatever little joys they happen upon. Nothing is too small or too insignificant for their wonder. A dandelion, a pile of crisp leaves, a tiny worm, or an unexplored mud puddle. Watching children jump around, you're reminded that play is their work. Play is a time for unleashing imagination and creative energy. The heart of a child seems to embody all that God finds best about humankind. Maybe that's why David liked himself to a weaned child, gladly deferring thoughts of things too marvelous for him to God. What greater image of contentment is there than that of a young child resting with complete trust on the shoulder of the one who loves him? Dear God, I am in awe of your presence everywhere. I would dance before your goodness and sing a song of gladness for your grace. And like I said, I was going to read October 20th because today is October the 20th. And it says, matter of fact, I didn't read the other scripture, please forgive me. The other scripture, Psalms 22, 9 through 10 says, "You had my mother give birth to me. You made me trust you while I was just a baby. I have leaned on you since the day I was born. You have been my God since my mother gave me birth." And before I go on, I want to say this. Respect your mother. No matter what she has been through, respect your mother. You will have blessings and God will bless you if you honor and respect that one person that he told you to honor, and that is your mother. Okay, this commentary talks about when in trouble. The scripture that I'll be reading, the two scriptures, come from Psalms 86, 7, and the other scripture is Matthew 11, 29. "I will call to you whenever I am in trouble, and you will answer me." Amen. But we shouldn't only call to God when we're in trouble. If we wake up in the morning, when we wake up in the morning, we pray, we'll be all right. We won't have trouble. You pray the first thing in the morning and ask God to guide your footsteps, because the footsteps of a righteous man is ordered by God. God's not going to send you into the crack house. If it does send you there, it's not to indulge. It's to impeach the word. And Father God, forgive me of my shortcomings. Hallelujah. But behold, God does new things. "I will call to you whenever I'm in trouble, and you will answer me." Amen. That's Psalms 86, 7. And the next scripture, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Amen. It didn't say that you might find rest. It said that you will. That's like a promise. Amen. Like the will of God, you will find peace for your weary soul. God said, and he said, "Fear not, fret not." Here is the commentary for today. "A band of ruffians rose up against David, and he was in big trouble. The insurrectionists tried to assassinate him. But the man whose heart resembled God's knew where to go. He went to God. He prayed to God. His prayer was made in the confidence that God would respond. When trouble comes to you, you can't tell trouble your schedule is full, but God knows what to do when you have troubles and difficulties. God is already on the job, and things are going to get better. You know whom to ask for help when trouble comes. Prayer gets simple. All you have to do is pray. You're talking to God. Without enough prayer of your own, you ask for the power of God." Amen. Here's a short but sweet and strong prayer, supplication. O Lord God, let your presence be my promise and your power my strength. Amen. Father God, thank you for your word. Let your word fall on good ground. Let it fall on our hearts. Let your word prick our hearts and our minds, that we may be who you call us to be, dear God. Father God, on this day, the sun is shining. The sun in the S-O-N, forever shining. Hallelujah. Father God, I just want to thank you right now for saving me and for putting me back in my proper place and position. Because you have a plan and there is a purpose. Hallelujah. Father God, watch over my children. Keep them safe. Watch over my grandchildren too, please God, and keep them all safe. Look at Riley, my granddaughter Riley. She's something else. Thank you, God, for this day. Well, I'm going to be talking about angels today. It's just so heavy on my heart to talk about angels. Do I believe in angels? Yes, I do. I do. I surely do. Do you know that in the Bible, the word angel appears 200 times? And that's what we're going to be talking about today. Angels. Angels, angels, angels. Angels. Let's see. The word angels appears 93 times in the Bible. The word angel appears 201 times. And I'm going to give you some scriptures on angels. This is what this podcast is about today. Angels. There are all types of angels. There's angels of guidance, angels of education, angels of protection, angels, sleeping angels that watch over you when you're sleeping. You even have angels that's escorting you when you get in your car. You even have angels that the steering wheel. Hallelujah. It's good to pray before you drive. Amen. It's good to pray before you drive. All right. I have a book that is called Where to Find It in the Bible. The Ultimate A to Z Resource. Amen. So, here are some scriptures on angels. Abraham's heavenly visitors. You can read Genesis 18, 1 through 10. If you want to read about how to understand why God sends angels, you can read Psalms 29:1. Angel's secret name. You can read Judges 13:16-8. You can read about the ministry following temptation. The angels of temptation will help you with that. Matthew 4:11. In angelic protection. Mark 1:12-13. Well, that is it for this half an hour, but I'll be back with part two. So, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. And again, thank you for tuning into the Honeycomb Podcast. Have a blessed day.